Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. The country's on fire. So much news. Let's try and get to it all. First of all, breaking news in the Derek Chauvin trial. And that is the big trial involving George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Black violence. A lot of people mad that a policeman may have killed a black criminal named George Floyd, who was high on fentanyl, enough fentanyl to choke a horse to kill an elephant. And the question is whether Chauvin's knee killed him or whether the drugs killed him. And if, in fact, the jury decides the drugs killed him and they either clear Chauvin, acquit Chauvin, or find him guilty of a lesser charge, will America burn? Will every inner city in America burn? And that whole story is going to a jury as we speak. But the breaking news is the judge of the Chauvin trial says that Maxine Waters' comments may result in this whole trial being overturned. Judge Cahill said, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal. They may result in this whole trial being overturned. Closing arguments heard today. In that closing, the attorneys for the defense brought up their concerns that Congresswoman Maxine Waters, big mouth, small brain, she is the dumbest member of Congress beyond doubt. And that has nothing to do with race. I couldn't care less about the color of her skin. She's a moron. She's always been a moron. Her statements were always moronic. And she's a fraud, and she's a crook. Again, this is an opinion show. Just my opinion. She lives in her mansion. She gives all kinds of money from campaign contributions to her daughter to run her campaign. Everybody gets rich. Maxine Waters gets rich. Her husband gets rich. Her daughter gets rich. And the people in her district live dirt poor. But Maxine Waters had threatened the jury publicly when she made a series of comments calling on protesters to stay on the street and get more confrontational if Chauvin is found guilty of manslaughter alone. See, even that's, forget about acquitted, found guilty of a lesser charge. Defense attorney said there'd be no way for jurors to have avoided hearing her statements as the media has been covering this trial in every aspect. The attorney said he didn't know how the jury could be free from the taint of this. Judge Cahill said, I'll give you that. Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. He said further, I'm aware that Congresswoman Waters was talking specifically about this trial and about the unacceptability of anything less than a murder conviction and talking about being confrontational. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish that elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that's disrespectful to the rule of law and the judicial branch and our function. I think if they want to give opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their commitment to the Constitution to respect the co-equal branch of government. The failure to do so is abhorrent, but I don't think it has prejudiced us with additional material that would prejudice this jury. They've been told not to watch the news, and I trust they're following these instructions. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot. And he denied the motion for a mistrial. Waters called on protesters to defy the curfew and fight for justice. And she stated she would not be satisfied if he received a sentence for manslaughter. Only murder would count. And sure enough, as soon as that happens, Minnesota National Guard was fired upon in Minneapolis. Right at 4:19 a.m. as a light-colored SUV fired several shots and an Operation Safety Net security team providing neighborhood security. Thank God, no team members were seriously injured. Two National Guard members did sustain minor injuries from the incident. One guardsman sustained an injury from shattered glass, requiring additional care, was taken to a local hospital. No further information available at this time. Right after Maxine Waters speaks, violence. And that's why That's why you're seeing Kevin McCarthy putting forth a censure of Maxine Waters for breaking the law and inciting a riot. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, of course, the Democrat, Maxine Waters, does not need to apologize for incitement to violence. So it's okay. When Trump does it, it's murder. It's incitement for a riot, an insurrection. But when Maxine Waters does it, no need to even apologize, nothing wrong. Except for one little problem. Trump never said a word about violence, and Maxine Waters, as usual, a Democrat, did incite violence. See, it's all over again. It is Saul Alinsky, rules for radicals. Whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. So they know that they incite violence every day, so accuse Trump of inciting violence, even though he never said a word about violence and never incited violence. But then you just keep inciting violence. Maxine Waters flew to Minnesota on Saturday to stir up hate on the streets. She urged leftists, violent leftists, to get more confrontational with authorities. She did this while breaking curfew in Brooklyn Center. And McCarthy promised now to bring action against Maxine Waters for inciting riots, even if Nancy Pelosi does nothing. More news stories. As the Chauvin verdict draws near, Facebook clamps down with heavy moderation. Whoever said that you're allowed in the United States to censor anything from anyone? You have no right to censor. You have no right to censor. What a news day. This just in, Capitol Hill police officer Brian Sitnick, the one killed on January 6th, the one police officer killed that made every liberal say, see, Republicans are bloodthirsty anti-police. They kill policemen. And I said from day one, as far as I could tell, he was not killed. As far as I could tell, he had a stroke. That's the rumor I heard. It never, you know, they weren't mentioning how he was killed or why he was killed or who killed him. So I knew something was wrong with the narrative, and sure enough, he suffered two strokes and died of natural causes. It had nothing to do with Trump or Trump voters or Trump supporters or white extremists. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick suffered two strokes and died of natural causes. The autopsy found no evidence of external or internal injuries, and he did not even have an allergic reaction to any chemical irritants. The mainstream media, with the New York Times leading the charge, lied about his death, falsely claimed he died from injuries suffered after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the Capitol riots, blaming it on Trump and Trump supporters. He actually had a medical emergency while on duty during the protest. Big media caught in another lie. In an interview with the Washington Post, the medical examiner, Francisco Diaz, said the autopsy found no evidence the 42-year-old officer suffered an allergic reaction to chemical irritants. He said there's no evidence of internal or external injuries. Sitnick was among the officers who engaged the Capitol mob. And all that happened, you know, did it play a role? Who knows? Who knows if it played a role in his condition? Maybe he had a stroke, maybe he didn't because of what was going on around him. Maybe it was going to happen any second of any day. In any case, very, very scary stuff. When they talk about the death of people, two men died of natural causes. The policeman died of a stroke. One woman's death was ruled an accident. And Ashley Babbitt's death was a homicide by police. By Capitol Police. The whole narrative surrounding the deadly January 6th Capitol riot has collapsed. What a joke. What an absolute travesty. And then how about what's going on in Chicago over this kid, Adam Toledo, 13-year-old boy, shot dead by police. He had a gun in his hand, was armed at the time he was shot. Chicago prosecutor placed on leave after saying the 13-year-old who was shot by police was armed. He was. And by telling the truth about a black kid, that's it. You lose your job. Or you get placed on leave, maybe never to come back. The prosecutor insisted Toledo had a gun in his hand when the shooting took place. And again, the question is, we all know he had a gun in his hand. The question is, was it in his hand at the moment the shooting took place? According to body cam footage, Toledo was chased into an alley by police after they received reports of a shooting. After quartering the boy in the alleyway, police told Toledo to turn around and drop the gun. He complied and dropped the gun. Putting his hands in the air, police then shot the boy dead. Was it a dirty shoot? Was it a bad shoot? I don't know. I wasn't there. But he's definitely a bad kid. It's the same story again and again. And I don't care if he's black. I don't care if any of them are black. I don't care if all of them are black. It's the same story. Every kid that gets shot is involved in a crime of some kind, or wanted for a crime of some kind, or is committing a crime at that moment against the police and answering back and being insolent and refusing to obey orders or attacking police or trying to kill police. In every single instant, every time you hear about these things, which may all be sad, tragic, stories, which may all be officers not trained well, which may all be officers overreacting. I'm not there. I don't know. But in every case, the kid's a bad seed. The officer fires the Toledo had a gun in his right hand as he turned towards the officer, said Assistant State's Attorney James Murphy. The officer fires one shot at Toledo, striking him in the chest. The gun he was holding landed against the fence a few feet away. The Cook County State Attorney's Office said Murphy did not fully inform himself and that the video speaks for himself. Murphy was suspended from his position on Sunday. So again, it's unclear. I'll state it out loud. It's clear the kid had a gun. It's unclear whether he turned around with it in his hand, which would justify a police shooting, or whether they shot him with it in his hand and it flew against the fence and it wasn't there anymore, therefore justifies police shooting, or whether he dropped the gun and turned around then, and that didn't justify police shooting, but he's still a punk with a gun. And he's obviously a gangbanger. And that's how you wind up dead. It's all about having good parents. It's all about having discipline. It's about having a father in the home. And Democrats don't encourage those kind of things, now do they? It just so happens every day, but America, filled with thugs and punks and gangbangers, is a Democrat neighborhood. No fathers in the home. Everyone on welfare. Kids belong to gangs with guns. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR, 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, what a news day. Lots of things going on, the Derek Chauvin trial, and of course, Kevin McCarthy wanted to censure Maxine Waters, one of the dumbest members of Congress in the history of the world, puts her foot in her mouth all day long. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick suffered two strokes and died of natural causes. Chicago prosecutor placed on leave after saying the 13-year-old was shot by police was armed. He was armed. The question is whether he had dropped the gun or not. These are such tough decisions for police, my God. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine being a police officer, let alone a white police officer, chasing a black kid with a gun, and then he turns towards you, and you've got to fire, and you know your family's going to be ruined, your life's ruined, your career's ruined, you're going to go to jail, they're going to rape you in jail. Your wife and children are going to have to run for their lives, your house is going to be burned to the ground, mobs will burn it and loot it. You have to, your family has to move while you're in prison facing trial. And God forbid if you go to prison. First gang rape and then hit in the head with a lead pipe for being a cop who shot a black kid. How do you win? How does anyone be a police officer anymore? Impossible to even believe anyone could make an informed decision as a police officer to shoot someone. You might as well get shot, die, and let your family collect the life insurance. Anything's better than shooting a kid now, even though the kid's a bad kid and he's got a gun. It's crazy. So difficult. What's that famous saying? Walk a mile in my shoes before you criticize. Can you imagine being a police officer and the life and death decisions that they have to make now? And instead of life or death, oh my God, should I shoot him or not? Because no one wants to take a life. Now it's, oh my God, I'm going to go to jail for the rest of my life. How can anyone be a police officer under that kind of stress? How can anyone make a good decision or the right decision? And is there even such a thing as a right decision?
It's life or death. It's split-second decisions. There's no right or wrong. The only wrong is the kid carrying a gun at the age of 13. The only wrong is that kid in Minnesota who had outstanding warrants for holding a woman at gunpoint and choking her out to get her money. And when you pull him over, you think he's a nice guy? You think police are supposed to treat him nice, like the one the same weekend in New Mexico got his head blown off, the police officer, for being nice to somebody pulled over on the highway? And George Floyd, in and out of prison his entire life, mostly in prison his entire life, once for putting a gun to a pregnant woman's belly in a home invasion robbery, and now filled with fentanyl, passing off a bad bill? You're supposed to be nice to him? Now, what you shouldn't do is keep your head on his neck till he's dead. I get that. I always got that. I always thought the video looked awful. But that doesn't mean that's the whole story. I didn't know about the struggle in the car beforehand. I didn't know his body was filled with fentanyl. There were a lot of other things, contributing factors to this thing. So if you're going to convict a cop of anything, it's certainly the lesser charge of manslaughter. And Maxine Waters, a United States congresswoman, is urging the nation to be burned down. If you find him guilty of manslaughter, the nation should be burned down. And you don't think she's inciting violence and inciting a riot way more, way beyond anything Trump said? Trump's speech was fine. Trump's speech sounded like every speech I give. I give exciting speeches urging people to run up the hill and take it. Doesn't mean kill anybody. It means we've got to take back our country. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show. We had a great event on Saturday. For those of you who wanted to come that didn't come, we're going to do another event in June because it was such a hit. We actually sold out the first event and had to do a second event. And both events very well attended and very well enjoyed and liked and changed people's lives. And the most special part about for me was how many of you came up to me to say, Wayne, I got on Energized Health and it changed my life and saved my life. One guy said he's lost, I think he said 80 pounds so far, and he's only been on it 2 months. And his diabetes is totally under control. I can't remember the numbers he told me, but I think he was at an 11 and like 6 is diabetes. He was at an 11, so he was going to die. And now he's at 4. He's not even diabetic anymore, technically. And credit it to this program. Now, again, you know, you're not allowed to make cures or claims, so I'm not making any cure claim. He made the claim that it changed his life and lowered his diabetes to the point where he doesn't even have it anymore and lost 80 pounds. And all these people wanted to thank me for getting them involved in Energized Health. So great stuff. 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention Warren, get 40% off. Join Energized Health, 40% off, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. When we get back, the rest of the show, I got a lot to tell you about masks and lockdowns. New proof in, including a Stanford study proving face masks do zero against COVID and can actually cause you to get sick.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
jurors in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin were presented with closing arguments on Monday and will now be sequestered until they decide to convict or acquit the ex-cop on three counts, including second-degree murder. Chauvin is accused of killing George Floyd back in May of 2020. Chauvin's attorney Eric Nelson saying,
I submit to you that the state has failed to meet its burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Meanwhile, Minnesota Special Assistant Attorney General Steve Slickler disagrees.
This wasn't policing. This was murder. The defendant is guilty of all three counts. All of them.
An Asian hate crimes bill will be up for a vote in the Senate this week. This comes as hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply in Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jane Ellen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, big news day. Lots going on. Great guests coming up. Just first of all, let me mention the sponsor of this show is the War Raw podcast. That's my podcast. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with a typical, normal, everyday, daily podcast. And then on weekends, I do a very special podcast, actually, that I record on Friday mornings that's available Friday afternoon on. And it's my weekend edition with my top 10. I play Casey Kasem, and I isolate the 10 top news stories of the week for conservatives that you need to know. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. So we've got our guest, Josh Jones, with a senior fellow in border security at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a former federal prosecutor and expert on transnational criminal organizations like the Mexican drug cartels. Josh Jones, welcome to the Wayne Show. How are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Always love to have Texas people on my show. You guys are the only ones that have any balls, excuse the language, but there's no other way to put it. I could say chutzpah, I guess, but cojones, chutzpah, balls, you guys in Texas have it. You understand what's going on. Our country's being destroyed at the border by Democrats and Joe Biden, and of course the man I think is the real president of the United States, Barack Obama, and Kamala Harris, all terrible people, George Soros. I'm sure the Mexican drug cartels are the happiest people in the entire world. You know that Disney saying, you know, the happiest place on earth? I got to think the Mexican drug cartels are the happiest place on earth right now because Biden is president.
I think they are definitely profiting off of the crisis that's going on down at the border. They control every port on the Mexico side that connects us to Mexico. So they are definitely profiting off the migrants coming north.
So why do you think this is happening? I mean, who in their right mind would allow the border to be open and let millions, potentially this year, millions of people come across an open border that will just destroy this country and change the demographics forever unless they want that to be that way because they think that'll change the voting patterns in America and create a one-party country, right? I mean, what other reason would you have for leaving the borders open?
But I think they're finding out that it's easier to criticize an administration about its handling of a problem than it is actually try to fix the problem. And they came in, as you probably remember, Biden campaigned on amnesty using that word and becomes president, and he gives essentially free entry to any undocumented minor that comes up into the U.S. And this, of course, is going to encourage the full families to come up and try to migrate to the U.S. And the adults, of course, can't get in freely, so they have to sneak in, and that's the reason that we had 170,000 encounters down at the border back in March.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to wind up being a small number a year from now. Watch, you know, I'm telling you, make a bet on it right now, that as more and more people find out all over the world that if you come to the border, you get in, and you're going to be handed all kinds of gravy, anything you want, basically, you know, free lawyers and free food stamps and welfare and your kids go to school free and everything, and a free plane ticket at Catholic Charities gives you like $2,000 in a gift basket. I mean, the whole thing's a joke. Then the whole world is going to come. There's going to be, is there any limit, Josh Jones? Could we not have millions coming over the next 4 years? Could we not have tens of millions? Could there be 100 million? What's the limit? I mean, the whole world wants to move to America. So what's to stop them now?
There is nothing to stop them until and unless the administration changes its policy and sends out a clear message that this has to stop, even for undocumented children crossing. That policy of allowing them in freely has to stop, or else, as you said, it's going to continue. It's going to continue to get worse.
Now, your contention is that the U.S. must declare the Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Have you heard any rumor that would make you indicate that Biden would ever do that? I mean, that's a Trump thing. That's a Wayne Root thing. That's obviously, you know, a Josh Jones thing at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. But what will ever trigger Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and George Soros and their friends and Barack Obama to ever designate the Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations? They should, but what would make you think they'd ever do it?
Actually, there's nothing to make me think that they're going to do it. The Texas governor, most recently in the past week, called for a terrorist designation for the Mexican drug organizations, because they're not just drug organizations; they're transnational criminal organizations, and they engage in all sorts of criminal activity, from guns trafficking to human trafficking, obviously drug trafficking, but we're talking about fentanyl. And not just marijuana or cocaine. Fentanyl is an extraordinarily dangerous drug that comes over from China. So these are terrorist organizations, and the terrorist designation would give prosecutors, federal prosecutors in the United States, a whole new set of tools in order to prosecute these Mexican organizations. So it's something that's been talked about for some time. There was one point in Trump's administration that we almost had it done, but it definitely should be done.
I don't know why Trump didn't do it. That's something left undone that really should have been done during his administration. It's very sad, but I'm guessing, you know, the president of Mexico gets on the phone with you and says, please don't do it. You'll hurt our country somehow. I don't know. Who knows what the reasoning is? Mexicans will be offended. I don't know, but it seems like a natural to me. I mean, they really are transnational criminal organizations like the mafia, right?
They absolutely are. And the point during Trump's administration when he almost did it was when they murdered a family of Mormons in northern Mexico.
I remember that. I think they're Arizona Mormons.
Slaughtered them. Absolutely. And Trump publicly threatened to do it, said he was going to do it. And then the Mexican president contacted him, and begged him not to, and he eventually relented. And he had reasons for doing that. He's cutting deals with these countries in order to stem the tide of immigration. So I'm sure he had good reasons to do or to not do it. But that was an opportunity that went by.
Well, let's use your imagination, Josh. I understand why Trump had a reason not to do it, because Mexico's president. See, that was a total guess by me. I just assumed Mexico's president probably called him and begged in the strongest terms, don't do it, don't do it. You'll hurt our relationship. You'll hurt our country. But why would the Mexican president do it in the first place? In other words, we're not against Mexico. By declaring Mexican drug cartels a terrorist organization, how are we hurting Mexico or our relationship with Mexico? It seems to me we'd be doing Mexico and the Mexican government a favor.
Well, the not-so-well-kept secret is that Mexico is aligned with – the government of Mexico is aligned with these drug cartels.
Ah.
Mexico is essentially a narco state. That is the answer. They harbor fugitives. They harbor persons who have been charged with crimes in the United States. They enable and regulate the drug trade through Mexico. They are a narco state, and that's the reason that they.
There it is. There it is. They're paid off. They're paid off. All the Mexican drug officials and judges and police are paid off. Not all of them, but a lot of them are paid off by the drug cartels. They have more money than you could ever imagine. They're making like $500 billion a year, and they don't know what to do with all the money. And so, you know, my contention, Josh, has been, don't you think there's a lot of Democrats that are paid off too? You don't think they only pay off people on the other side of the border? They must pay off Democrat politicians, because it's a mystery to me why anybody would want an open border, knowing it's destroying America. I got to think they're all getting payments in Swiss bank accounts or Cayman bank accounts.
It's entirely possible that those Mexican organizations that have learned how to manipulate policy through bribing the Mexican officials and who knows who else they're out there trying to bribe.
Right. I mean, I could tell you this much, Josh. Here in Nevada, where I live, the Democrat Party always has more money than they know what to do with. Republicans are supposed to be the party of the rich. When I turn on the TV during an election, the ads are 10 to 1 against the Republican congressional candidates, and they might be like 3 to 1 against the Senate candidates, and they're like 2 to 1 against our governor candidates. Democrats have all the money in the world. So if corporations are rich Republicans, and the rich are Republicans, and billionaires are Republicans, how does anyone explain, if we're the party of the rich, how come Democrats can outspend us 2 to 1, 3 to 1, 10 to 1 on TV? And I've always said the answer is they're getting contributions from foreign sources who benefit when Democrats are in office. And who's the biggest beneficiary? Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartel.
And you just mentioned one there. The Chinese Communist Party is more involved in Mexico and in the criminal organizations that thrive in Mexico than anyone really realizes. They supply all the fentanyl that comes over into the United States. they supply the precursor chemical to methamphetamine, which is pseudoephedrine, to Mexico to produce methamphetamine to be trafficked into the United States. China is much more involved in Mexico and much more involved in criminal activity affecting the United States than anyone really realizes.
Yeah, no, I realize it. I can tell you that much. I think it's a you know, winning combination. Democrat Party, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, Hunter Biden, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Mexican drug cartels. They're all in bed together. So the Texas Governor Greg Abbott has formally requested in a letter to Biden Harris that the Biden administration should designate the Mexican drug cartels as a foreign terrorist organization, correct?
That's correct. That happened last week.
Yeah. All right. And so it seems to me from the notes I've got here on this interview, the single biggest thing that Biden could do now, which he's never going to do because he likes the borders open for whatever reason, you know, there's a thousand reasons, but it's the MPP, the Migrant Protection Protocols put in by Trump, have been taken away by Biden, and that's the big thing that could stop the abuse of the asylum system, correct?
Sure. And the asylum system itself is a whole separate issue that needs reform, that needs to be fixed. But that's absolutely correct.
All right, Josh Jones, senior fellow, Border Security, Texas Public Policy Foundation, former federal prosecutor, and an expert on these mafia-like organizations, transnational criminal organizations like the Mexican drug cartels. Josh, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. We'll be back in a moment. And when we're back, lots to tell you about. New studies on lockdowns and masks that prove neither of them ever work. Ever. Masks are a failure. Lockdowns are a failure. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's... We're desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I'm going to fill this entire segment with mask and lockdown information. Because we have just all been, just completely lied to, completely destroyed, completely ripped up, completely ruined by all the lies of the government and of Democrats. They would know science if it hit them in the face. It turns out masks are completely wrong. I mean, this is what I've been saying from the beginning, but I've never been like on the mask, the mask train. It's never been the biggest issue on my show. I kind of bring it up 3 or 4 times a week that I believe masks don't work. I believe they're unnecessary. I believe they make people sick. I believe they might work, actually, if someone knew how to use them. But everybody handles them the way I do. They put them on. They take them off. They put them in their pocket. Your pocket's filled with filth. Your hands are dirty. Your hands have touched your cell phone. It's as dirty as a toilet bowl. Your cell phone's in your pocket. The mask is in the pocket. Your hands touch the cell phone. Your hands touch the mask. Your hands touch your face. Your hands touch your steering wheel. The steering wheel's filthy. Then you touch the mask. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Nobody, no normal person that's busy like I am, can spend, all day long worrying about a mask. So it's filthy, and you're breathing in filthy bacteria and virus in your mask. So it's making you sicker. This is what I've argued from day one. It turns out I'm exactly right. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I got it better than all the medical experts and all the medical authorities and all the doctors who testified how important masks are. They all lied, or they're all idiots, or they're all in on the scam. I don't know which one it is. But a new Stanford study, it doesn't get any better than that. Stanford, Harvard, the gold plate, man. Stanford, Harvard, the two best colleges in America, the two most brilliant medical institutions. Stanford study results say face masks ineffective to block the transmission of COVID-19 and actually can cause health deterioration and premature death. Everything I ever said. A Stanford study released by NCBI, which is under the National Institutes of Health, showed that masks do absolutely nothing, zero, to help prevent the spread of COVID, and their use is harmful. But to report this study, not Wayne Root's study, Stanford study. See, I can't get banned by Facebook anymore or suspended by Facebook because I've already been banned for life. But to report this study gets you banned by Facebook. What is going on in this country? What a scam. Did you hear the peer-reviewed study done by Stanford University? It demonstrates beyond a reasonable doubt that face masks have absolutely zero chance of preventing the spread of COVID. No? Well, it was posted at the National Center for Biotechnological Information government website, and that NCBI is a branch of the National Institute of Health, so one would think it would be widely reported by the mainstream media and embraced by science-loving folks in big tech. And instead, a DuckDuckGo search, which is like the conservative version of Google, reveals it was picked up by zero mainstream media outlets, and big tech tyrants are now saying they will suspend people who post it. As Steve Cortez, a friend of this show, a friend of mine, learned the hard way when he posted a tweet that went against the face mask narrative. The tweet featured a quote and a link that prompted Twitter to suspend his account, potentially indefinitely. See, if I hadn't been banned from Twitter, I'd be banned for Twitter 100 times since. They're sick in the head. Remember, it's an opinion show. My opinion is Twitter is a communist organization that hates America, that believes in communist-level censorship, like Cuba, like the old Soviet Union, like the East German Stasi, like the KGB, like the Nazis. Horrible people. Who are these people? Stepford wives that believe in censoring anything they don't agree with, even though it's the truth and it's science. Many countries across the globe utilize medical and non-medical face masks as non-pharmaceutical intervention for reducing the transmission and infectivity of coronavirus. Although scientific evidence supports face masks' efficacy is lacking, even though it's lacking, adverse psychological, physiological, and health effects are established. The study concludes the existing scientific, this is a Stanford study. The existing scientific evidence has challenged the safety and efficacy of wearing a face mask as a prevention for COVID-19. The data suggests that both medical and non-medical face masks are ineffective to block human-to-human transmission of viral and infectious disease such as SARS and COVID-19, supporting against the usage of face masks. Wearing face masks has been demonstrated to have substantial adverse physiological and psychological effects. These include hypoxia, hypercapnia, shortness of breath, increased acidity, toxicity, activation of fear and stress response, rise in stress hormones, immunosuppression, meaning it kills your immune system, fatigue, headaches, decline in cognitive performance, predisposition for viral and infectious diseases. A predisposition for viral diseases? What's a viral disease? COVID! Wearing a mask means you're more likely to get COVID, they're saying. Chronic stress, anxiety, depression. Long-term consequences of wearing a face mask can cause health deterioration, developing and progression of chronic diseases, and premature death. Governments, policymakers, and health organizations should utilize proper scientific-based approach with respect to wearing face masks. Wow. What a blockbuster study. Do you understand? Lockdowns don't work. Face masks don't work. Vaccines have many questions. Many questions. Rush to production. Experimental. Approved only as emergency experimental. Not even vaccines. It doesn't even qualify as a vaccine. And, of course, voter ID in every nation in the entire world except America. All of this kept out of the news media to try and steal the election from Trump. And when they stole the election from Trump, to try and steal all future elections and make it a one-party country.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
2093.